الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A few reminders. Quran Sharif says, reminders are beneficial for the believers. One is, after namazes, we read the Tasbihat Fatimi, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and one narration, 34 times Allahu Akbar. The other is 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And then the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, biyadil khair wa ala kulli shayin qadir. And some riwayats, yuhi wa yumit also is mentioned. And there is one riwayat that to read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. And then 10 times, La ilaha illallah. So 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And 10 times, La ilaha illallah. And the last one, if you want to, then read the whole fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Then we have made amal on both those hadiths. But anyway, a person who reads 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and 10 times La ilaha illallah. The great virtue of this is, it comes in the hadith, that he will catch up with the people who have gone in front of him, ahead of him. And there are two meanings there. That is, in time the people who went before, he will catch up with them. The other is, in rank, those people who have reached high stages, by just the barakat of this, he will reach their stages. So it is very simple, and a person will reach those stages. That is the one virtue. And the other is, he will go ahead of the people who are his contemporaries and who will come after him. He will advance and go ahead of them also. And that is in spirituality. In deen, Allah will make him go ahead. Such understanding of deen, Allah will bless him in. Tawfiq of amal, Allah Ta'ala. Correct his aqaid, which is one of the most important things. And then to have the correct yaqeen, which is very, very important also. A great, great buzurg says, about yaqeen, he says, we got no yaqeen. We think we have got yaqeen, but our yaqeen is extremely, extremely weak. If it is there, and what will be questioned with in the qabr will be about our yaqeen. Whether mar rabbuka is not the theory of it, is not what people used to say or what we used to say, but whether that yaqeen was in the heart, and we have to have very great concern for that. Otherwise, if we cannot answer the questions in the qabr, there is total destruction for that person forever and ever. So by the barakat of this, Allah Ta'ala will increase all these things. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and make amal. And as mentioned few times, that these are to be read after the faraz namaz. And in the namazes that have got sunnat-e-mu'akkada after them, like Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha, then we must read this after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Immediately after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, or we finish all our namazes, then we read our wazifas. We shouldn't read it after the faraz and delay our sunnat-e-mu'akkada. This has been stressed very much by the fuqaha, that the sunnat-e-mu'akkada must not be delayed. Some fuqaha have gone to the extent that if we delay our sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then it doesn't remain sunnat-e-mu'akkada. We miss that sunnat-e-mu'akkada. It just becomes nafal namaz. And sunnat-e-mu'akkada is given the form that it is, the completion of the faraz. like so to say part of faraz. Of course it is not part of the faraz, but the completion of the faraz, any deficiency in the faraz will be fulfilled by that sunnat-e-muakkada. So there we must not delay, read this afterwards. After fajr, after asr, then we can read as much wazifas as we want to, and then we make the dua later. After fajr and asr, no sunnat, no sunnat-e-muakkada, no sunnat. So there we can read this there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and make. And these are all simple. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. And Allah Ta'ala gives great, great rewards on this simple, simple effort. It is just a matter, this also, of a person having yaqeen on these things. From there, one other point that we should try and understand is that we all think we have got deen, especially those who are making their five times namaz, sunnat clothing, beards, topis, woman burqas. So we feel we are in deen. And we even speak that those people, they're not in deen. Those people, they're not in sunnat. So what it means, on the other hand, we are in deen. We have got sunnats in our lives. And the people think of those people who are dressed like that, that these are dindar people. These are people have got deen in their lives. But just the one aspect, which is very, very sadly, seems to be across the board also. That many other aspects, but one aspect, our homes, everything from the front door right till the back door, how much of deeni structure is there in our homes? Let us just focus on one, our bathrooms, our toilets. By and large today, toilet and bathroom is the same place. There is no difference between the two. Where the toilet is, that is our bathroom also. The other is also very sadly, by and large, without any reason or excuse, we use the high pan toilet. In fact, the little children now are fully trained on the high pan toilet also. Their potty training is also done on that. So the flat toilet, which is the sunnat way, the closest to the sunnat, it seems to be discarded by, and I'm not speaking about people who are far from deen as we think of, but of us who are, we regard ourselves in deen. And for no reason, we are using the high pan. And that is the shabbuh bil kuffar. And it is moving away from the sunnat. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, when he reached his old age, he couldn't sit down on the floor for eating, etc. For namaz also, he had to sit on a chair. But then, on one occasion, we were together, and he had to eat. So, he just had a little bench in front of him. And he ate there. Then he said, I don't sit at the table. Though he is now old, he excused, but he said that is the shabbuh bil nasara. That is the copying the nasara. So he said, I'm helpless, I can't sit down, so just put a little bench here. So I'll eat sitting on the chair or the couch, wherever you are sitting, but not sitting like properly at a table. We won't give it a second thought. For sometimes when we get caught up in such situations and we are sitting, we have to sit at the table, we just sit how we normally, how the other people sit. But we must show, though we are helpless, we can't help it, sometimes some situation, but we should not be copying, we must show the difference. And we can see, this we should learn from the rozas of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the 10th of Muharram. He still will keep the roza, but we will differentiate from them. We won't be like them. So that is one point that we should also think about the high toilets which has become common across the board. Good, good people, big, big ulama also, for no reason. If there is a reason, it's a different thing. But for no reason, we are copying them. Another thing is that how much are we conscious of our deen in regard to the same matter? We all know, or perhaps remotely it is in our mind, that there are du'as to be recited when we make wudu. Now when the toilet is in the same part of that bathroom, so now you can't read it there. In the toilet you can't read your du'as. Now, how much are we conscious that I have to read my du'as? The value of the du'as, the importance of the du'a. If that is slightly in our heart, then we will be concerned to keep the toilet separate, to make the toilet separate so that I can read this du'as. And again, that person will do who have got this yaqeen that the du'as of the wudu are very, the sunnah du'as are most important in my life. I can't do without them. I have to read them. But for us to sit on a high pan, to have that whole bathroom, toilet, the whole architecture fully like the Western people. We don't think that there is an Islamic way that the toilet must be separate. We just take it, and we are supposed to be the elite of the ummah. We are supposed to be the pious people. But we pay no two hoots to it. It doesn't matter to us. We are missing the sunnah, and we are relieving ourselves, starting the starting point of our namaz, the greatest ibadat. From istinja it starts, that we are doing wrong. And we are happy that I am doing istinja, everything, even if I am doing istibra, using a toilet paper to make sure. But still, I am doing it all in a wrong way. We have to do the right thing in the right way. Don't do the right thing in the wrong way. That is another very great weakness also in us. Lot of right things we are doing in the wrong way. And lot of wrong things we are doing to achieve a right thing. You can't do a wrong thing to achieve a right thing. You have to do the right thing to achieve a right thing. If Allah wishes, we'll speak on that also. So anyway, at the end, it is not anything difficult. If we have that worry where the toilet pan is, Allah make it is a flat pan, but even if it's the high pan, it's not difficult to separate it. Just by making a curtain, little cubicle separate. Just a plastic curtain we hang there. And we don't have to change, we are too worried of the how it will look like. That is our toilet bathroom, the features will get spoiled. That is more important to us than sunnat. Sunnat can be destroyed, doesn't matter. But the, how the things appear, features, how it mustn't be spoiled. Like a building, for example, that you build it, but then how it will look. What's that word?
Aesthetics.
Aesthetics. The aesthetics mustn't be spoiled. That we are more worried about. So we can make it blend in very easily. Just by having curtain railings, it's on top, and it does, and you do it neatly and nicely, easily. And just hang the curtains from there. And you don't have to have that curtains closed all the time. After you finish your toilet, you want to make wuzu now in the same place. Just pull that curtains. So now it is separate. The hukam of Shariat now, it's a separate thing. Now you can read all your du'as. With just that little bit, how much will it cost to put up those railings, to hang those curtains, and then the labor of it is hardly anything. And with all the types of money that we have to build that house like that, to and the toilet and the bathroom, the tiles, how much have we spent? For all the different things we have spent so much. Some of us will have a wuzu khana also. But still you can't read the du'as. We are worried of that wuzu khana and that to massage our nafs. That I'm in deen, I made a wuzu khana. I'm a pious person. I don't make wuzu at the basin. This is a different thing. That the wuzu khana is there, and still whether I use the wuzu khana or I still make wuzu at the basin. That's a different thing. We have the wuzu khana to make ourselves happy or to impress whoever will come, that those people, they got a wuzu khana in their bathroom. But am I using the wuzu khana? And then also, according to the setup, whether it's facing Qibla or not, that is also one very important thing. To get the barakat of the Qibla, and anyone who has not comprehended the value of the Qibla, the ulama especially, should read Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi's Qibla Numa. And those who have that capacity. Otherwise, to understand Hazrat Maulana's work is not the work of even big, big ulama. I remember Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi, when we were in Deoband studying, he said, I study Hazrat's kitabs, the Tahajjud time, and then I get a little bit understanding of it. the easy versions ulama have given. For example, in the Ma'ariful Quran of Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, he has given the summary of it and presented it in a way that we can understand. Similarly, Bayanul Quran also written by Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is not a word that even good ulama can understand. We Allah reward Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Idris Kandelvi, they have really simplified Bayanul Quran and presented in the form of Ma'ariful Quran. And also Allah reward that the translation of Ma'ariful Quran of Mufti Shafi Sahib is now in English also. So we all can study it. We don't become more frustrated by studying it, but we, and the explanation which is given there, we can understand and do it under the guidance of a reliable alim. And wherever we don't understand any little bit, ask. And at least take out a few minutes for it. If we haven't got a few minutes to read, today we haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. We should have time to read, we should have some time to understand one ayat a day. Or that we should try and understand. It's Allah's message for us. And I pay no attention. I got a love letter from my beloved in a different language and I don't worry at all of understanding it. And I don't even read that love letter. What kind of a beloved am I? What kind of a lover am I? So anyway, so and then just to go through a few of the du'as. Before starting wudu, if a person reads Bismillah, walhamdulillah. So simple, again see how easy deen is. And see the great rewards of it. Just only Bismillah, walhamdulillah. As long as our wudu stays, the malaika are making du'a for us. Now if a person thinks, how can I miss out on this? Just because my toilet is with my bathroom and I can't read the dua and I'm missing all that. And I could have been getting this dua and some people, mashallah, the wuzu stays from Fajr till Zuhar, from Zuhar till Asr, from Asr till Isha the wuzu stays. And we just read that Bismillah Alhamdulillah. Is it even a second to read it? And for how long, how many minutes, how many hours, how many minutes, how many seconds, the dua of the malaika, whose duas are 100% accepted, they will be continuously making dua for you, till your wudu remains. So what a great thing. And then when we start the wudu, there is one dua, and we should also read, Bismillah al-Azimi walhamdulillahi ala deenil al-Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the wuzu, one dua which is sunnat, Allahumma ighfir li zambi, wa wassi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. What a great dua. Again, we are deprived just because our toilet is part of the whole bathroom, the whole setup, and we are deprived. We can't read that dua. And many of us, it's not in our mind that there are these duas also. We are not even concerned. We don't even learn, we don't pay attention, and we just make our wuzu, and for how many of us, wuzu is a slapdash thing. We were now on safar in one place, there wasn't water, wuzu khana was under renovation, so water had to be poured from a bottle, etc. So one of our friends who was helping one person making his wuzu, is the mutawalli of the place, 80 years old. And as he was throwing wudu, he saw he wasn't washing his elbows. Now he felt hard also to tell old man like this, like pious man is the mutawalli, and he's not washing his elbows. And he's making, he made his namaz like that. Without washing the elbows, wudu is not made. And 80 years old. Then we can understand the hadith where it comes that a person makes 60 years namaz, and not one namaz is accepted also. A person makes namaz and Allah Ta'ala pays no attention to his namaz. If you are there in namaz without wuzu, so Allah pays no attention. So this will be for those people who have some value for the sunnah and our yaqeen to some degree is made. According to our thinking, our yaqeen, and we all right, we are by default, and without any question, we going jannat and jannat al-firdaus is for us, waiting for us. But our condition, what is our condition? Our wuzu is not in order still. So, to read the dua, Bismillah, Allahumma ghfirli dhambi, forgive me my gunas. And it comes in the hadith that when a person gets tawfiq of dua, it is because Allah wants to accept that dua. In other words, when you make the dua, Allah gives you tawfiq, Allah gave you because He wanted to give you. Forgiveness of sins is what a big thing. And at the starting of wudu, وَوَسْتِعْلِي فِي دَارِي, then you'll stay in your house and you won't feel bored in your house. You won't feel left out when you're at home. And that I have to be outside everywhere, especially now with this horrible festive season, holiday season. I have to be there also, and I have to be there also. And all the fitness and all the things that destroy our iman, our akhlaq, that pollutes our eyes, all these things. If your house is, you're comfortable in your house, you don't need outside company, your wife is there, your husband is there, you're happy in your house, not for any excuse, just wanting to run out of your house. For reasons, for to earn your rosy, no problem. To go to the masjid, for men, that is of course 100% we have to go. وَبَارِكْلِي فِي رِزْقِ. And why we go out of the house, a valid reason, to look for rosy. And where is rosy? In the dua of wuzu. وَبَارِكْلِي فِي رِزْقِ. Make dua. And Allah, you give me barakat in my rosy. Rosy is muqaddar by Allah. Allah has promised and He is going to give the rosy. But by making this dua, barakat in that rosy. And barakat in that rosy, that food you will eat, it won't cause you illnesses. Now you ate food, very rich food. You are eating even prawns, which you shouldn't be eating. Now you are getting cholesterol. Now you are going to the doctors and spending hundreds of thousands of rand at the doctors. But if you do this, Allah will give you that rosy which is full of barakat for you. Barakat in rosy, it is narrated, when a person reads, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, which is, morally, it is a farz for us, that Allah is feeding us, and we should say, appreciate, praise Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, very, very few of us want Allah, alhamdulillah, while we are eating. The world's talks will take place. It can be the eating together of big, big ulama, but not one word of deen will take place. Every weather will be discussed, all subjects of the world will be discussed, but making shukr to Allah, it isn't there. And if a person reads, Ya Wajidu, just that, Ya Wajidu, that very same food now becomes your spiritual food. How food nourishes you, now your brains can function properly, your eyes, you've got strength in your eyes, in your body you can walk properly. By becoming spiritual food, our ibadat we will be able to do. To stay away from haram will become easy. We got the strength now to stay away from haram. All this we are deprived when making wuzu. So that is a dua, sunnat dua. Preferable, ulama say, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told, read it when washing your face. But any time in the wuzu, you can read it. So that dua we are deprived of. Then there are duas which ulama have written, buzurgan-e-deen have written for the whole of wudu. That a person, when he starts his wudu, that he makes niyat that, oh Allah, with this wudu of mine, purify me. One dua after wudu is that we reach Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is a great thing by which that whole wuzu will be accepted. But we are making it in the toilet, bathroom situation where you're not allowed to read dua. And over the years, it went completely out of our mind that we have to read dua. And sometimes when we do make wuzu, like in the masjid wuzu khana, now that is out of our mind, with that whole wuzu we make without duas also. Whereas those duas will make that wuzu so valuable. It will be so beneficial for us if we make those duas. But they are out of our mind. We don't think of it also. One of the duas after wuzu, that Allahumma ghfirli, what is the dua? والطهر. اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. Make me of those who make a lot of tawbah. By reading that you will be counted amongst those people. And those who take extra precaution and care to be pure and pure. And in wudu you could wash your outward limbs. And by the barakat of it, as it comes in the hadith, your gunas are all washed away. Or by the last drop of the water. So make your wudu, wash all your limbs, everything properly. And your heart you couldn't wash. You couldn't take out your heart and wash it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the great honor. Malaika came and did that operation. And washed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart with zamzam. But by this dua, we can wash our inside. And purify our inside. Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. By that one wudu, our whole outside we purified, got rid of all our gunas, washing our limbs of the body, and by this one small again, so easy the dua. Deen is so easy, and the rewards are so great. Just Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. And now we are purified, and the heart is purified now. The mind is purified, the inside is purified. Now we're going to make a namaz, see the difference. But our namazes, we are just making with that kind of wudu of ours, in which no du'as also, just a complete outward wudu, very outward wudu. And that also, see in some cases, the elbows are not even washed. The heels are not washed also. And also one very important aspect, the place where the toes touch, make contact with the feet at the bottom. That little, it's a bit lifted up. So if a person doesn't pay attention, a person who pays attention also, but is in a hurry in making wudu, sometimes we are in a hurry, we got delayed, then we tend to leave out that place. And between the toes also, to make sure not only that water reaches, but that we rub those places also. So to make our wudu properly. And then the other du'as which mashayikh have written, when we start our wudu, what's this one du'a? See, inshallah, if I will remember. Then one du'a, that Allahumma tahhir for me. Oh Allah, purify my mouth. Allahumma tahhir for me wa nawwir qalbi. And make my heart full of nur. And one dua you can add there, these are duas of Uzurgani Deen. Wa hassin farji. And protect my private parts. Allahumma tahhir for me wa nawwir qalbi wa hassin farji wa ويسر وحسن فرجي اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي ووسع لي اللهم نور قلبي وحسن فرجي جي وطهر بدني. So read that dua. Then when we are washing the whole our hands, there are duas to read. When we are gurgling, there are duas to read. But all this and great, that wuzu of yours will purify you so much. And also, as far as possible, try and make our wuzu at home. A person who makes wuzu at home and goes for namaz, he gets the sawab like a person who puts a haram on at home and goes for hajj. How lot sawab? Every day we can get it. 5 times a day we can get it. 3 times a day we can get it, according to how our setup is. So they are great. And in wudu, there is this dua, Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. After wudu, there are duas again. But unfortunately, we don't make no duas with the wudu. And we have made our environment, and we who are the pious people, so-called pious people, but we have made it, set it up, that we make sure that we are not allowed to read those duas. Just by the toilet not being separate, and so easy, just by the toilet pan, flat pan, high pan, just that little bit cubicle which won't be an eyesore also. So easily it can be arranged. On one occasion we were on supper, one Maulana's house, I had to use his toilet. I told him, so easy for you just to hang the curtain. After many years, months, we went there. It wasn't as Maulana, still not very friendly connection we got. The next time we went, I saw it was there. I told him, he said, yeah, this morning you were coming, so I just did it this morning. So I say, now you did it for me, but you use it also. Make sure you use it also. Not just a gimmick there, just because I was coming. And so easy, and many places you don't need the whole L shape also. You can just one curtain railing across is enough. And you get those expanders on the end, you don't even need any workmanship. You just hang it up there, very easy it is to do. But who wants to do it? And who is not interested, is not interested. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. All these are for lessons for who want to take a lesson. And those who don't want to pay attention, they will just say, now that's extremism now. That's going too much now. To have lot of food and chutneys, and not one, five types of chutneys. Not one achar, five types of achar, that's not extremism. That is the thing, it's the in thing. It must be there. The pies also must be there, and the samosas also must be there. And everything else must be there. That's not extremism. But deen, you want to make amal on some sunnat, that is extremism. You must just do it, deen, just do it by the way. Don't give it importance. Then you're a normal person. Then you're a person, a balanced person. When you don't give importance to deen, Allah give us hidayah, guide us to righteousness. May Allah accept us for His deen. And this little while we got in this dunya, what we are doing, at least do that correct. In fact, we should maximize on our return. But at least do it correctly. And we can get so great return. Otherwise, in the akhirat, we'll want to kick ourselves in the back. But it's not going to help us. We'll chew our fingers till the wrist and till the elbows. Till the armpits, it won't help us one bit. Yeah, that little bit we do, it will help us tremendously. Allah give us tawfiq.